The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. This month marks 42 years in which the murder of unborn children by abortion has been legal in America. Not that our Congress, the voice of the people, ever legalized it. It was the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973 that illegally declared abortion legal. Because we in the church sat by and griped, instead of getting involved in the voting process and attending lawmaking sessions so as to identify the lawmakers who supported such a hideous crime and replace them with our votes, now over 55 million of our own children have been murdered, and that in the place that should be the safest on earth, their mother's womb. The God who made us and to whom we will give a full account of our earthly deeds is not blind to these hideous rippings apart of babies' bodies in their mother's womb. God warned His people in the days of Jeremiah that their nation would be destroyed because they, quote, burned their children in the fire as a sacrifice to the demon god named Molech. He spoke through the prophet Jeremiah this warning, "Behold, I will give this city into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall set fire on this city and burn it with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin." The nation of Judah was destroyed exactly as God said it would be. We cannot flaunt God's laws without reaping what we sow. Currently, over 3,000 unborn children are murdered every day because of that wicked ruling in 1973. The arguments run, "It's your body, do what you want with it," or "Do what's convenient, it's a blob, not a baby." This plainly disagrees with the Scripture. God says life begins when He breathes the Spirit into man. This happens at conception. The Bible is clear that God is the Creator, and it's clear as to how He makes man. Man became a living soul when God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now, this obviously happens at conception, which is why God says through Jeremiah, "Before I formed thee in the belly," or the womb, "I knew thee." Life begins at conception. The Bible confirms this when it declares, quote, "Your hands have made me and fashioned me together round about. You have clothed me with skin and flesh and have fenced me with bones and sinews. You have granted me life. Your visitation has preserved my spirit." Since God breathes the Spirit of life into the very first cell from which a human being will grow, He insists that life be protected from conception. He states, "Thou shalt not kill." A woman has no right to choose death for the baby in her womb. She owns neither the baby's life nor that life that has her name attached to it. God says, "Behold, all souls are mine." This senseless slaughter simply must be stopped. If you're praying and working to stop abortion, be encouraged. The number of abortions per year are now at the lowest rate since 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court said America's founders allowed for abortion in the Constitution, though no court case up until that time had ever said such. The tide is beginning to turn. Will you open your mouth for the speechless who are appointed to die? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. The preceding message has been largely taken from our new book, For Such a Time as This. For Such a Time as This will be available soon at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.